is always a tradition here on the show on Father's Day. We talk with Andy's dad. My dad passed away in 96, a long time ago. We would talk with Andy's dad and Shawnee's dad. And as you know, we've talked about many times, this is the first Father's Day for Dave, for Shawnee, without his dad. His dad passed away recently. And you're okay. I asked you ahead of time.
To
play some cuts.
Yes. And in fact, as I said to you, it will be good to hear those. It'll be good to hear his voice. I was going through some video that I've shot over the years on our travels, and then also some things we did when I sat down and talked with him a couple years ago about his life. I'll be posting some of that on Facebook later today. Okay. in tribute for Father's Day.
Oh, but very nice.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a great thing to do.
I'll be thumping my fingers.
And you'll be thumping your fingers.
I'm going to do like 20 minutes of finger thumping on Facebook today.
I'm just going to yell at the dog on Facebook.
since you're talking about thumping fingers and, little mannerisms and habits that your dad had, my dad had a wonderful way of whistling.
Oh.
But he would also click his fingers.
Oh.
You know, he had a little tune going through his head or something like that, and I'd hear him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a great memory to have.
Yeah. And as I said, he could really whistle very, very well, right on pitch.
Do you have that skill also?
A little bit. Not as good as he did, though.
Right. Well, maybe later in the program. we can get Shawnee to do a little whistling contest. This is from Father's Day morning 2 years ago. Dave Schwann's dad, Paul, joining us on the program. Mr. Paul Schwann joining us on the program this morning. Mr. Schwann, good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Mr. Richards.
Mr. Richards.
How are you, Dean?
I'm doing very well. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yes, this has become an annual affair.
That's right. Shawnee keeps me updated on how you're doing, and you're more active. You put all of us to shame of how active you are.
Well, I try to keep active. In fact, Dave and I were out to dunes just last Thursday. We walked almost 3 miles on some of the trails out there.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. And let me just, you don't mind if I ask your age, just because I want everyone to hear that a man of your age walked 3 miles at the Indiana Dunes.
Yes, I was 98 this past April.
About that. Isn't that amazing? 3 miles in the dunes. Good for you.
He did it, too. I kept asking him if you want to stop now. He says, no, let's keep going.
I'll bet with all of your travel, Shawnee, with your dad, he pushed you along the way most of the time, right? Is Shawnee there? Shawnee, are you there?
Am I here?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to continue.
Oh, you thought we were still in the recording.
I thought you were still in the recording.
No. But no, we're going to play another cut in a second.
Okay, all right. Yes.
But he pushed you along
on
all these
trips. I can remember a couple of times where we were in, one of them was in Germany, and I was just trudging along, and he's going into this museum that we ended up both being very, very fascinated by. He was just moving right along, and I'm like, can I sit here for a few minutes, please?
You wanted to take a break.
I've just got to kind of rest for a while.
You wanted to take a little break. Go back to Father's Day of 2019 now. Happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to hear your voice. And doing great. I thought we would have you join us for the Far-Flung Forecast.
That's fine. I listen to it every Sunday.
As you know, also my favorite part of the show as well.
Thank you.
So, Shawnee, no pressure. Make your dad proud.
I will. We go to, I hope so.
I'd be nervous if my dad was on the line.
Actually, it's always a little nerve-wracking to do this.
The unpredictability factor?
Right. Yeah. That's right. But we go to Fairmont, West Virginia today. Fairmont, West Virginia is
Mr. Schwann, has he ever taken you to Fairmont, West Virginia on one of your road trips?
Not that I remember. Although my memory is getting a little faulty, I'm sure.
But you've gone on many, many road trips with your son.
Oh, that's true, right? Yeah.
What was your favorite trip that you went on with your son?
Well, I think one of most recent was about 5 years ago when we did Scandinavia, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden.
That was a great trip.
Yeah,
that was a good one. And we covered all three of those countries, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
On the road.
On the road, right.
Yeah. All right, we're back live again, Shawnee.
Thank you for reminding me now.
Yeah. You know, we have such flawless production on this program that you can't tell if we're live or if we're memorized on the program. But I hope that you find some comfort today. I'm sure it's tough, your first Father's Day without your dad. But, you know, I always say all these great memories, and you have so many great memories with your dad, with all these great trips and your special relationship. I hope that that kind of surrounds you today.
It certainly does. Thank you, Dean. And while we're mentioning all of this, I want to thank our listeners, the best in the world, that when I got back after the funeral that week and got back here, cards waiting for me from listeners, all of them writing notes as if we had known each other for many years, and that will never, ever be forgotten. I was out covering the Sail GP event yesterday, an absolutely beautiful day. I know Dad would have wanted me to be there, and so I've already got some comfort and some good support here. Thank you.
And let's see if Steve Mazur, Andy's dad, is on the phone line with us right now. Steve, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, it works. It works.
Phenomenal, these newfangled inventions.
I'm told that we're ahead. There's some deal with our phones, and there's so you can expect that to happen 20 or 30 more times during the show today. Steve, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you very much. And, Shawnee, I just it seems kind of empty to be without Paul here. We had lunch together, the four of us, last year.
Right around a year at this time. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And boy, I just was sitting at the edge of my seat listening to the man. He was really something special.
Yeah.
And
likewise.
I'm very proud of him.
Likewise.
And I'm terribly sorry about his passing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mentioned to Andy a number of times, it's one of those things where you can talk about saying, oh, we'll get together. We'll get together. And then for whatever reason, it might be too late. But I certainly am very, very glad that that did not happen for us.
No, it was a wonderful experience for me, at least, and Andy, I'm sure. And I was glad to have spent it with him.
Well, you know,
what's going on there, guys?
That's the thing, is that anybody who met Paul Chuan, you know, instantly loved him. He was such a character, such an interesting man, but you know, so charismatic. I don't know what happened to you, Dave, in that chain of
just call me the black sheep of the family.
Your dad got all the charisma and charm in the family, apparently. But
you were in the wrong line.
Right. Your dad was just such a remarkable guy, and that's
He was.
You know, I know the first Mother's Day for me after my mom passed away was kind of tough, and I just tried to flood myself with good memories, and for me it helped. So I hope for you it does on this day as well.
That's one of the biggest helps that you can give yourself is the good memories, and surround yourself with people who love you. And go from there.
Yeah. Steve, I don't know if you heard Andy saying that he's starting to notice characteristics in himself like you as he's getting older.
Uh-oh.
I think that's a tribute. I think that's a tribute to you as his dad.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It depends which ones he's talking about.
I said the word patience.
Oh, that we both have plenty of.
Especially when it comes to our four-legged friends.
Oh yeah, a furry four-legged friend.
Exactly. Yeah. See, his dog Buddy is a mama's boy, and Otis is definitely a mama's boy.
Mm.
So you know, it hurts a little bit. You know?
That's for sure.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I still, the one before was mine. I mean, 100% mine, and this one is 100% hers.
Yeah.
He's careless. He's sitting in the window looking at me right now.
Great. He's looking at you thinking, hey, how about piping down over there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to enjoy Sunday morning.
Trying to talk to mom here, yeah.
Right. So Steve, as you think back, you know, Father's Day is a day. People say that, you know, dads get the short shrift Mothers get all the great gifts and brunches, and you know they get everything, and dads don't get anything on Father's Day. As you look back on Father's Days gone by, what are some memorable gifts that Andy has given you through the years?
I got a Bears shirt jersey. Oh, yeah. with the one, number 15, Pinheiro. Now, nobody remembers Pinheiro. He was the worst kicker in our history. And I got to go wearing that thing because I look like a fool with it. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, moms ought to get some credit for Father's Day because without them, we wouldn't be fathers.
Well, that's true. That's a very good point. Very, very, very wise and
deep
and good point. That was deep.
Yes, it was very deep.
Andy, someday you also will be that deep.
Yeah, I can only hope that it happens very soon.
Yeah. You know?
Me too.
Steve, I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day today. It's always great to hear you. And thank you so much for joining us.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. And as I say, I miss Paul very much. It was always
happy Father's Day to you too, Mr. Mazur. It was great to have met you, and awesome day that day.
I just have one more question, Steve. When the four of you got together for lunch, did Schwani pick up the tab?
Are you kidding?